Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah! You know, I was listening. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Pay attention to the Word. I was listening to the talk show and Philip said something that struck me. He said there was a man, it's in the Bible. He said there was a man at Lystra who had never walked. Pay attention, don't be distracted. He had never walked. But as he heard the word of God, he sprang up and began to walk. Then I just thought, that means the word of God can make you do what you have never done before. What you never exercised in your mind. Do you understand? He can bring it to you and quicken you to do it. That's how important the word of God is. Jesus is the word of God. Yes. Do you know he made someone who had never seen before begin to see?
Yes.
That's what he can do for you. Now look at you. You might not need a miracle to walk because you can walk. Do you understand?
Yes,
but what God can give to you, that which you require.
Yes.
That which is most important. Oh, let this sink. If he can make a man who had never walked before begin to walk, he didn't need to be taught. He didn't say, hold my hand, teach me. Do you understand? He just knew how to move and move. That means he can curse you. As you're listening to the word of God, he can curse you to do what you... As you're living this place, you just know what to do. You just know who to meet. You just know the phone calls to make. The word of God, listen. The word of God will bless your mind. Are you listening? Will bless your mind. So pay attention. Praise the Lord. We have a few minutes, so listen. Listen. You know something? The Bible tells us that Jesus traveled to a desert with his disciples. And when he got out, he saw so many people. You know what he did? He started teaching them. They came with so many problems, but before he healed them, he taught them. He taught that they needed to hear the word of God. He was the one who made them. If the one who made them thought they needed to hear the word of God, he's thinking the same thing about you right now. He thinks you need to hear the word of God. So beyond just coming to church so that you can enter the new year in the house of God in case there's rapture, praise the Lord. Listen to the word of God. Are you in this place? Listen to the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more thing before I get into the message. Have you ever heard, let me not ask, there is the parable of the sower in the Bible. All right? And in that parable, Jesus said when the sower sowed the seed, some seeds fell by the wayside. Some fell on stony places. Some fell among thorns. Some fell in good soil. Now, from the first day I saw that parable, I just always thought something is remarkable here. Let me tell you what's remarkable. Jesus said that the seeds that fell on stony ground, immediately they sprang up. You know, we focus on the good ground, but that always caught my attention because I've never seen it before. That once you plant a seed, immediately it comes up. Have you seen that before? Maybe in dream or in Nigerian movie. Praise the Lord. Or in Indian movies, anything is possible there. But he's telling us that the sower sowed the seed on stony ground and immediately it got up. Then he tells us something. He says because it didn't have depths when then the sun came and then it scorched. So I was thinking that means that it sprung up and if it had gotten depths, it would have continued. Are you in this place? Because it sprung up. Immediately it was sown, it came up. So what made that stony place unique? Go to Mark 4. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Mark 4. Mark 4, verse 16. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's something about this place because the seed landed, it came up. That's how I want my life to be. Once I receive the word, it produces results. Do you understand? That's what I want, especially in this service. Once I hear the word, I want it to produce results. So what was special about that ground? Verse 16. He says, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. That made a difference. Immediately it sprung up. Why? Because immediately they received it with gladness. Once they hear the word, they receive it. Now the lesson is, it's not enough to just receive it with gladness. You have to go home and meditate upon it. Do you understand? So you just continue from there. But there's a lesson here. Let me give you an example. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, it's talking about love. But while it's talking about love, it teaches us some truths. Like he said, though I speak in tongues of men and tongues of angels. That's not his topic. His topic is on love. But then we can learn that, oh, I can speak with the tongues of angels. Are you in this place? Yeah, his topic is on hearing the word of God on good soil. But then we can learn that, if I hear the word of God and I receive it with gladness, immediately something happens. Immediately, we can learn from that. So when you hear the word of God for the year 2023, you are the one to determine how it will work. There are some people that will hear and immediately. They will not have to break. As they are hearing the word immediately, it's springing out. It's producing results in their lives immediately.
That's me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So are you ready for the word of God now? Say thank you, Father. Thank you for your word that I'm ready to receive with gladness. I am expectant. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now let's start. I have some scriptures I want to share with you. And then we'll just hear the word and fly out of this place. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you study the Old Testament section of the Bible, you realize that the men of God there always depended on the Spirit of God. They spoke highly about God and His Spirit. You see that in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Exodus 33, verse 14. Okay, let me announce to you that we have entered 2023. Meet five people, tell them, welcome to the new year. You are better. Tell them, you are better. Five people. Welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say glory. Hallelujah. You know, the things we do in the house of God is different from the way they do it in the world. I saw in my Bible that when the people of God shouted. Hindrances came falling down. The things we do in God's house, results are different from the way they do in the world. Say glory! And every hindrance this year, 2023, has gone down. Hallelujah! You can have your seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you study the Old Testament, you realize that they were so dependent on the Spirit of God. So dependent. And they were successful. It is God out there who was really a success. You can look at your eyes and say, that person was successful, and God thinks he was not successful. When you study the Word of God, you realize that let's start with Moses. Look at Moses, Exodus 33, verse 14. Just look, pay attention to God's Word. God is talking to Moses. He says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Verse 15. Just follow this. Verse 15. So Moses is responding to God. He said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. So Moses was so conscious of God's presence. Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, let's not go. That was how much he esteemed the Spirit of God. And because the Spirit of God that brings us the presence of God. Praise the Lord. You see the same thing in life of David, go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. Quickly now. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Can you put your phones on silent? Thank you. 30 verse 6. Let me tell you what happened. David went to fight with his guys. So only the women were in the city where they were. By the time they came back from the battle, they found out that the Amalekites had come and captured the women. And the Bible says the people with David were so sad. They were so angry. They were planning to stone David. Now, David was a man of war, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He was a man of war. So his natural inclination should be, I'm going after them. Do you understand? Because they took his wives too. They took his daughters also. And the people wanted to kill him. So he should just run and go after them, but not David. He was so conscious that he needed to hear from God. He was so conscious of the leadership of God's Spirit. Listen, this year, you have to be too conscious. Even if the natural thing for you to do is to respond, you have to be conscious. The natural thing, look at it, verse 6. When they came and found out that they had kidnapped his wives, the Bible says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Verse 7. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. Verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Because they are gone. So he's asking God, should I pursue? Shall I overtake them? Are you seeing that? He's a man of war. Naturally, he shouldn't even ask God. He should just run. Do you understand? But he knew he needed the Spirit of God to guide him. He said, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? And God answered him. He said, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Hallelujah. Listen, listen, listen. This is what he needed. Because if he had just gone in his own mind, some people might have died. Do you understand? Because they kidnapped everybody there. But he needed God's word, and God added something. Look at the question. He said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Look at what David asked. Shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? And he stopped there. You can pursue someone and overtake, but it doesn't mean you get everything.
Yes.
Then God looked at that and said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And he says, without fail.
Yeah.
He says, you will recover all. Only God can talk like that. So David had such reverence for God's opinion concerning his life. You might be here and you've never had any reverence about God. You don't even care what God thinks about your life. You just live your life as it goes. No, this year it has to be different. Because God can give you more than you can think about. It has to be different. Listen, the man David respected God's Spirit so much that even when King Saul wanted to kill him, he would not kill Saul. He said, this man has been anointed by God's Spirit. I can't kill him. That was how much he reverenced the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Moses was a success. David was a success. Why? Because he respected the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then came Jesus. And he just pushed his own to the limits. Go to John chapter 12, verse 49. John 12, verse 49. Jesus is talking. He says, for I have not spoken of myself. You see, David, listen, I'm in this place.
Yes, Pastor.
When something important was going to happen, Moses said, Lord, if you don't follow us, don't go with us. But one important thing is he did his own thing. Do you understand? When David wanted to go and fight, it was important. Do you understand? So he inquired of God. Jesus took it further. He is telling us, verse 49. He says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Meaning I don't just consult him for the most important things. My life is an expression of his will. Go to John 14, verse 10. John 14, verse 10. Hallelujah. Hey. He says, believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Meaning that I don't just talk. The Spirit of God must inspire me. Do you understand? I must be saying what the Spirit of God wants me to say. He says, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he dwelleth the works. Now, the Father that dwelleth in me is Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us in Matthew 1 verse 18 that Jesus was called the child of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost lives in us. Praise the Lord. Jesus told us that he was sending the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. That means that you don't have to go and look for him to tell you what to do. He's inside of you. Are you in this place? So this year, first step, first thing to note, don't live your life with your mind. There are some of you, you believe with your mind. How has it treated you so far? At times, you don't even trust your own mind. But live your life by God's Spirit. Even though you think you know what to do, just like David would have just said, I'm going to take my people out of those guys' hands. You have to consult with God's Spirit. When you do, he will give you the extra word that will give you the extra advantage. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus said the Holy Ghost will live in you and is in you to guide you, praise the Lord, to direct you. That's why he's inside of you. And listen, do you know what? One thing he wants to do is to prosper you. One thing he wants to do is to prosper you. Go to Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Do you have the NET? NET, I'll read it from the NET then. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
NET. Listen. For I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. Oh, listen to God. Listen to God. And as you're hearing it, put your name there and this year in the picture. He says, for I know what I have planned for you. Do you know this year he has planned something for you?
Yes.
And he knows it. He says, for I know what I have planned for you. You might not know it, but I know it. Are you in this place? He said, for I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have plans to prosper you. Not to harm you. He says, I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. So one thing you can be sure the Holy Ghost wants to do is to prosper you. Is to prosper you. And when you study the Word of God, you realize something. It is not by power or by might. And prosperity and increase is not by energy and stress. There are some things that man cannot give you. Only God can do. Man can do his own. But God has to do something for it to be increased. Go to 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 6. Now there are some of you who might have come in to this service angry. I tell people, no. Don't start the new year angry. The Bible says, if the first fruit be holy, so are the lump. If you start the first of the year angry, who knows what will happen the rest of the year. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so smile. Okay, right now, smile. And turn and give your neighbor a kind smile. Kind smile. You know, there's evil smile. There's a warning you smile. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, look at this. Someone is giving you a warning you smile. All right. KJV, let's use KJV. He says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Man can, have you seen people who plant and nothing increased? Have you seen people like that? So they have planted, they've done what they can do. Someone else can water, but it is only God that can cause the increase.
Yes.
And so I said, one thing the Spirit of God wants to do in your life is to prosper you. That is something he can do. You can make your own effort. You can say, I'm leaving this country. You can say, I'm leaving this job. You can say, that does not guarantee increase. It doesn't guarantee the prosperity. Only God can cause the increase. Only God can prosper you. And the Holy Ghost inside of you, he wants to prosper you. The Bible tells us of Joseph. Oh, hallelujah. Joseph was sold as a slave. And then he became a houseboy. Then he went as a prisoner. But the Bible says God was with him and caused him. The Bible says Joseph was a prosperous man. Let's look at it. Genesis 39, verse 2. We're getting closer. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Praise
Genesis 39, verse 2. It says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Listen, this is the prosperity that would happen in your life. Other people will notice it.
Yes.
You understand?
that always, anywhere they go, they always try to tell us they are prospering. No, we might not see it, but it's happening. No, not the one that when the Lord is with you, that kind of prosperity. The Bible says his master saw it. He knew. Go to verse 22. Verse 22. You know, I'm getting my spirit. Someone has received something. And hold on. This is not to whine you. This is what God is saying. Verse 22. Now, praise the Lord. You can have your seat first. In verse 2, he was a houseboy. And the Bible says God prospered him. Come to verse 22, he's a prisoner. Listen, when the Spirit of God is with you, someone says, you know, I started poor. Doesn't mean you have to end that way.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
so says, how will I get from this poverty stage to where I want to be? Only God knows the route.
Yes.
Do you understand? He knows the route.
Yes.
And he can route you towards that destination.
Yes.
Verse 22, he's a prisoner now. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Verse 23. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Oh. 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 You need to see this last line. Wait. If you are not... The Bible says, and that which he did, meaning God was just waiting. Anything Joseph did, he caused you to prosper. Do you understand? It was a situation of God telling him, this is what you should do. This was, no, he was with him. Anything Joseph did, the Lord made it to prosper. Hallelujah. Now, hold on. I said this prosperity, when God is with you, it is the kind of prosperity that other people would know.
Yes.
Now, this is Joseph. Do you know the same thing happened with his father?
Yes.
Go to Genesis 30. Genesis 30, verse 27. Genesis 30, verse 27. Laban is talking to Joseph's father, Jacob. Now, Jacob served in Laban's house as a houseboy. I don't know, maybe houseboy stuff runs in their family. All right? See what Laban said to Jacob. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. He says, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Hold on. What Laban is saying is, the first time I noticed this blessing, I thought it was an incident. But it says, I have learned by experience that anything you are involved in prospers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I said, when God with you is interested in prospering you. Let me tell you something. When David was about to die, he told his son Solomon something. He said, he was a king. He fought wars. One way kings got rich was by conquering another nation and taking their properties. But when he was handing over to Solomon about to die, he said, my son, it's not about all those things. He said, the one who spends time doing God's word, doing God's will, his prosperity is sure. Wise men know that prosperity is not about what you do. It's about struggle. Those people that are digging suck away. Those people that are carrying cement and block would be the biggest. Do you understand? It's not about that. It's about God being with you.
Yes.
And moving. You know what the Bible says about God? He says he can raise the poor out of the dust. Not just for raising him's sake, to set him amongst the princes of his people. That is what God can do for you. So this year, you have to pay attention to the Holy Ghost because he wants you to prosper. Are you in this place? He's the one. Let me tell you something. You have to read devotional for this week. You have to read it. It doesn't matter how hard things are. God knows where the riches are. Jeremiah 33. Let's quickly go there. I just want to show you something. In Jeremiah 33. He said, call unto me
and I will answer the in verse 3. He says, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest. So it doesn't matter how everywhere is dry. God knows where the green places are.
Yes.
So if you fool everybody and complain that everywhere is dry, no, you're acting as though God is not inside of you. This year, you have to be conscious of God's spirit because He knows. He knows the direction. Do you understand? Everybody can be going right, but He knows that it's by going left. That is where the green pastures are. I said this year, God wants to prosper. You know why? 2023 is the year of prosperity. You quickly forgot. Hallelujah. I need a mic. Can I help? Some of you almost did not remember something we said when we started. Have your seat first. Pay attention. The Bible tells us that a man who had never walked before began to walk. When you hear prosperity, some of you have never handled money, big money before. But I said something about the word of God. He can make you do what you have never done before. Else is not God. Else is not God. Only God can cause to happen what by human might cannot happen. 2023 prosperity. Prosperity. You prosper as you go out. You prosper when you come in. You prosper when you stand up. You prosper when you sit. You prosper when you lie down. You prosper when you wake up. All around prosperity. 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 By the Spirit of God. God knows where the goodies are. And He's leading you on that path of righteousness. He's making you to lie down in green pastures every day this year. Every day this year, whatsoever you do, the Lord will make it prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak in other tongues. There's still more I want to share, but speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues. Speak. There's someone saying, we never hear this thing before. We don't hear this thing before now. God is talking to you. Don't be Thomas. Don't be an unbeliever. In fact, as a sign, God is saying when you leave this place, in 3 days, something spectacular will happen in your life. That is for the person who has been doubting. Who is saying we never hear this thing before? 3 days. That is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Then you will know that truly God was talking to you. God is in this place. If you cannot speak in tongues and you're here, just be thanking Him. Just be thanking Him. Just be thanking Him. And be committing yourself to stop living your life the way you like. No, you are His garden. He wants to beautify your life. And you're going to live your life by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's my year of prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have your seats for a bit. You know, when people hear prosperity, you have to understand when you study the word of God, prosperity is always the direct result of a man who walks with God. Always. In fact, one of the things He tells you is, walk with me, I'll make you prosperous. He says, meditate on the word. Then you make your way prosperous. The word of God is God. He says, the man who doesn't sit with a scornful, doesn't stand in the way of sinners, He says, but the law of God is his meditation day and night, he will make his way prosperous. So realize that prosperity is not about selfishness. Anybody who walks with God will be prosperous. Anybody. And so this year, as you hear prosperity, there's something that is more important for you to pay attention to. That is walking with the Holy Spirit. He is not in you for decoration purposes. He's not in you so that you just sing songs about it. He's in you to guide your life. God is saying, listen, you're here right now. I don't know what's happening outside, but the Holy Ghost knows. So he sent the Holy Ghost so that you will not be caught unawares. And even if something happens suddenly, the Holy Ghost knows how to reroute you out of it. So this year, stop living your life like you created yourself and you sent yourself here. Brother, you didn't even know how they were even planning to give birth to you. But God knew. So every day, ensure the decisions you make, whether they are serious. Some of you might have decisions you want to make this year after this service. But pay attention to the Holy Ghost. He will make your way prosperous. He will cause you to prosper. But pay attention to him. Listen, don't do anything until you can boldly say, the Spirit of God told me I can. Don't. You don't want to waste time chasing shadows. You want to walk with God and walk in prosperity. And one of the reasons why he wants to prosper you, and this is so important, the Bible says he wants the gospel to prosper in your hands. That is the primary thing. The word of God, the gospel prospers in your hand. So this year, take this instruction. We'll learn more about it as, you know, we attend Sunday services. Make personal evangelism your goal. Let the gospel prosper in your hand. Let me tell you something. Those who are interested in what God is interested in are the real prosperous ones. So make personal evangelism your goal. If you've not been doing it before, commit yourself to it. There is group, you know, we come to service and all of that is nice. But while God causes you to prosper in the affairs of your life, also prosper in his work. That is where there is purpose and fulfillment. Let me tell you something. If you got all the money you ever need in this life, doesn't mean you'll be fulfilled. Ask those who have committed suicide, even though they were wealthy. Some people think, how that man go get 10 million, can't kill himself. What did they do? You don't know that fulfillment, money doesn't give fulfillment. Only God does. Money, getting money doesn't grant fulfillment. It is doing what God has sent to do. Then you are satisfied. Because you know the one who sent you is happy with you. Praise the Lord. So this year, God will make... Did you hear what the Bible said about Joseph? Everything he did, God made it prosper. Everything he did, God made it prosper. And the Lord was with him. Now that same... Do you know the God we serve, the same God of Joseph? And that one is inside of you. And he's saying that everything you do this year, he will cause you to prosper. But don't live your life outside of him. Are you in this place? And then also, as he causes you to prosper, don't forget his kingdom. Prosper in personal evangelism. It's my year of prosperity. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm prospering as I go out. I'm prospering as I come in. My family is prospering. Hallelujah. 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 Just go ahead and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. When you come out, someone says, how are you doing? Say, I am prospering. I am prospering. So how are you doing? Not say I'm fine. No, say I'm prospering. I'm prospering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So says, how is your work? It's prospering. How is your family? They are prospering. How are your finances? I am prospering. Prosperity is not about what you see. It's about who is with you. Who is inside of you. Leko brakasu kanabado sharamande. Le cobra do sharamande ligedosa. Le cobra co saramande ligredo sharamande. Lika do saramande ligredoska. Lika do sharamande ligredo sarabaka ligredoska. Le cobra casu cabara dosha. Lika bra co saramande ligedosha. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a word from God for you.
I have a word from God for you. A scripture that you should hold on to. Go to Isaiah 45 verse 1. Isaiah 45 verse 1. Alright. He says, thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. But we are his anointed. Are you in this place? I just want to show you something. He says, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. He says, and I will loose the loins of kings to open. Hold on, hold on. This is a word. He says, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. This year, God has opened before you gates. Gates of opportunities. Gates of promotions. He says, and they shall not be shut. Go to verse 2. Verse 2. He says, I will go before. Oh, hallelujah. He says, I will go before thee. That means before you enter February, God has entered February. Before you enter January 2nd, God has gone before you. He says, I will go before thee and make crooked places straight. Maybe in the nearest future, something crooked might happen in your life. God says, I will enter it before you and straighten the crooked places. He says, praise the Lord. He says, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunders the bars of iron. He's going before you this year. Listen to this. He's going before you this year to make crooked places straight. And whatever limitations might be in your future, says he will break. He will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunders the bars of iron. Remember this scripture every day. God has gone before you to make the crooked places straight. Do you understand? This is a practical scripture for you every day. While you also consciously know that it is your year of prosperity, and God is prospering you in all that you do. Hallelujah. Go ahead and speak in other tongues.